Hey, what's up, Street Talks? Eric Kim from the Eric Kim Street Photography Blog. So I just wanted to share with you some rando turbo thoughts I had about just life in general. So this is the first question that I've been thinking about. Perhaps the most noble thing we could do in life is for us to strive to become individuals, for us to strive to maximize our own selves, our own potentials to the fullest maximum. And perhaps inherent in this is one of the most important questions is, what do you consider your prime conditions, your optimal conditions for your own personal thriving? So, you know, obviously this is gonna be different for everybody based on what you do and who you are and stuff like that. But for me, I'll just give you some practical examples. I am currently striving to maximize my creative abilities to my personal maximum, which means to, ideally, in theory, for the entire day, to continually stream all of my ideas, thoughts, creative artworks, and just kind of put it out there without interruption, without, you know, self-censorship and so forth. And I feel that when it comes to life, what is it that kind of tends to hold us back? I think for me, it tends to be distraction. So for me, you know, generally I prefer to keep my phone off or keep it on airplane mode so I don't have any distractions. Optimally in the morning, I'm able to focus on my creative work. And so for me, actually, one of the most important things is for me to, you know, obviously not have a 9-to-5 job. And this is actually the thing that a lot of people, I think, don't understand about, you know, self-employment is, I think for me, the best driver of trying to be self-employed is you have so much more mental energy and time to only focus on working on things that you really, really care about. So this is also the tricky thing too, is that I think maybe some people want to become self-employed so they don't have to, quote, quote, work anymore and to just sit home and watch Netflix all day. But actually for me, I think one of the best cases for self-employment is that you yourself are an incredible individual. You have so many great strengths and, you know, you have an inner genius within yourself that just wants to be set free. And so what's kind of, so once you become self-employed, the best thing is that you could spend all of your energies, all your efforts, and all your powers to only work on what you care about and produce what you care about. So actually the irony is that now, ever since I became self-employed, I actually became more productive in the sense that I'm only producing and creating things which I genuinely care about. So it's, for me, self-employment is the road to optimal creative thriving. Also, things to consider, some things that's been just very practically helpful for me, like living in a minimalist apartment. This is a joke. If I plug in my vacuum cleaner in the middle of the apartment, I could vacuum every corner of my apartment with just the vacuum. So essentially kind of the least maintenance required life possible, because ideally I could just spend all my energies, my times and efforts to just to create, and anything that is kind of distracting me or taking away my energy or time, like having to clean stuff and maintain stuff, is essentially not optimal for my own personal thriving. So other things that I wanted to consider is owning a car is kind of a big pain in the ass for me, because, you know, I love fancy sports cars and I love the design, but I would never want to maintain them. I would never want to take care of them and so forth. So maybe the optimal thing in life is to rent a Lamborghini on the weekends. But so having, for me, once again, optimal conditions for my personal thriving, having coffee on tap. So I'm always constantly brewing coffee at home. Other things is, and this is just a thing that I'm grateful about living in America, is that we have clean water on tap, which is something that a lot of people don't really appreciate. But once you go to like Cuba or Mexico City or some other countries, you know, you can't drink the tap water. It's actually really annoying having to buy bottled water all the time. Having super fast Wi-Fi at the apartment, which is good because I could just constantly be uploading stuff without any sort of interruption. Living in a city where I could just walk everywhere, because I think the source of all of our creative ideas and insights were actually from our feet, which means, like, this is why I like to do these, like, as my friend Carl says, gorilla style vlogs, is that as I walk and talk, I can actually flesh out my thoughts better than if I just stay seated. So even for me, optimally, I'd be walking around all day. I wouldn't ever be seated during the day. So for me, the optimal life is just where I could just constantly walk, think, produce, and write. And so just kind of realize, just think about, like, taking all the kinks of your life in order to maximize your creative productivity. Other things which have been useful for me in terms of simplifying cooking. So me and Cindy are a huge fan of crock pot cooking. So you got it for like 20 bucks. You know, just toss in a huge chunk of meat, put in a few spices in the morning, push a button, and bada bing, bada boom, by dinner, you have all this amazing meat ready and you got like 6 pounds of it. So essentially it's simplifying all the parts of your life that is not really that important to you. So for me, like, even for me, the way I look at food is that I want the optimal food or fuel to just kind of give me power, which tends to be meat. And during the day, I just drink a lot of water and coffee and stuff like that, and walk a lot. Also being close access to a gym, because, you know, the more physically strong I am, I feel like I'm more mentally and creatively strong as well. So your life is short. I think one of the funnest experiments we could have in life is strive to optimize your life to have the best possible conditions for your own personal creative thriving, for your own personal creative productivity. I don't know what that is for you, but maybe it's something we all could kind of continue to strive for. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.